that, but I would certainly do it before we lost out everything. But we've got to fight this thing through, and I think we ought to find out if Warren would, if the worst came to worst, nobody know it but you two. And whether he thinks what he thinks, because that has something to do with our position here. Yes, I think so. Yeah, I doubt it. Did Javits say what he has in Thornberry just doesn't know? I think I'll talk to him. We really need a leader. Mansfield won't do it, Dirksen can't do it, and we've got to get somebody that will stand up and every time they mention some of these things, take them on. Javits and Morris will do it. They're not any good for getting the votes. They're runaway votes. But they're good for getting publicity, and they'll give our side the story in the paper. Morris, incidentally, turned down Hart. Yeah, won't take it. I hope he is and hope he stays. I doubt he will. I wish everybody in Florida that you know would talk to him, particularly anybody he's going to represent, because it's going to be awfully hard for him to stand. Holland has not taken position, and the rest of the Southerners are taking it against us. And he's going to do like he did the gun bill yesterday, get on long distance and just not get there and not open his mouth. And he is a very key man, just awfully key man. Clark said that he would talk to him, but I never did hear back. When a fellow's going to do something and never calls you back, why, you never know. And sir? Anderson, if he could talk, would be wonderful. He would be a very effective man. We have about 50 votes. If we lose Hollings and Russell that we're counting, well, we'd probably have 48 or 49. We have some potential Republicans that we ought to get. Men like Brook of Massachusetts, Percy, Hatfield, folks of that type. Well, I don't know how to get them, though. I just get every damn human I can. Y'all got that list of those doubtful ones that we had here in anybody bring it over. I had it here. I found a letter right here, right there. Take that thing away. It gets in the way there. The only Republicans we got is Aiken, Dirksen, Kuechel, and Scott, and Javits, we believe. The ones we didn't get, we just lost them because Palmer Hoyt's in Pueblo playing golf for 2 days. It's Allen, we lost him. We lost Baker from the state of Tennessee, and we just can't do that. We ought to have Scripps Howard. Paul was going to talk to Howard, but never did get him for 2 days. Bennett of Utah. Carlson, we ought to lose him. He's a good man. He signed the letter. He's going out. Dirksen was shocked. Cotton of New Hampshire. He's a great textile man, and he mixed up the gold mine thing. We ought to lose him. Curtis, we ought to lose. Fannin, we ought to lose. Arizona. Fong, nobody can understand why we lost Fong of Hawaii. Hanson of Wyoming. Jordan of Idaho. Miller of Iowa. Martin, for God's sakes. Huh?
Send that damn letter to Franklin Rockefeller, then.
Yeah. And Mont, and Murphy, and Thurman, and Williams, and Young of North Dakota. He said he felt shame himself to die. But they have five more besides those that are on it. I sure hope to hell they have. They ought to go right to work in Cooper and Morton and North Carolina, those two states, Kentucky and North Carolina. That's the two states where they got. Well, you hear from him because we're old hat. We don't, our people don't answer. So I went over the list of 100 with Paul and him yesterday, and he hadn't had a response. Not one had called back, and we just live in another world. We got to get them on the phone. Here are the ones that are awfully important to us. Bible of Nevada, and Ramsey sued them yesterday, Howard Hughes, for having too many hotels. And I made him hold it up for 60 days. By God, he figured out how he could lose us every vote he could. I was getting both of them. Byrd of Virginia, Ellender of Louisiana, Fulbright. I don't know whether he got anybody to ever talk to Fulbright in Arkansas or not. Arkansas Power and Light's on one, I know it, Ronnie, man. Bill Douglas might get the Harry Ashmore to call him. He's awfully close to Ashmore, and Ashmore is just close as hell to Fulbright. And that whole outfit, and he might be able to get him. Hill, he just wouldn't commit himself. Now, you ought to talk to Mary Lasker yourself. She loves you. Told me she did. She was in with him, and I just told him 4 times that I'll do what you want to do, but I want you to get up there and make a statement for the borders. Well, I said, I'll have to go to my leader, Senator Russell. I said, you're not running right today. You know Abe Porter's is good. Well, he said, I don't know Abe very well. I've been here a long time, but I don't know him very well. I said, that's a damn lie. You know him well, and you know he's a good man, you know he's a fair man, and you're not for this kind of a treatment of an individual. Well, he said, I know Carol, but I don't know Abe. He just, Holland, Florida, Jordan, Lausche of Ohio, McCarthy, he said that he'd go along, although he wouldn't have named either of you. That's McCarthy. Talmadge, Sparkman. Now, the Republicans that are noncommittal is Boggs of Delaware. We've got to find some leading Jewish leaders in the state of Delaware. Marvin Watson, who's the least likely to find them, the most likely to find them, but the least equipped to find them, took that one on. But if you know of anybody, if Maurice Abrams or Ben Heineman or any of this damned outfit that's always around talking to me, Abe Feinberg, if they can know anybody in Dover, Delaware, they damn sure ought to get them. Now, Boggs is a kind of a halfway liberal, kind of like Javits, and he'd be for you. And these are the ones that you really ought to try to think of now before they get signed on. Boggs of Delaware. Brooke of Massachusetts. Case of New Jersey. Ought to have already been out to you. Cooper of Kentucky. Dominic of Colorado. That's their point. I'm reading he had signed up in Hatfield of Oregon. Ruska is by far the most important. And when Dirksen read him his speech about why you had to have a Chief Justice, couldn't have it vacant for a moment, on account of stays and judicial conferences and administrative responsibilities, and it's all right for the president to name him, let him serve 5 months before he's confirmed. When he read him that, he kept his name off the letter. And he was shocked that he had made that speech in 60. He'd forgotten it. That's 8 years ago. But he'd written a report and signed his name to it saying that. And now he's raising hell with me for making one 7 months ahead of time and submitting it to the Senate. And Dirksen said to him, do you want to just take the position that we got no president for 8 months? What if a missile hit us? So he jabbed it. He's all right, you say. He never told us. Pearson and Kansas, he's awfully important. We think we can get him. Percy, we think we could get him. Prouty, we think we could get him. New Hampshire. Smith, Mayor Smith. And John Power. Now, the one there, you ought to appoint the best organizer you got. I would guess it would be somebody who works for Troy Post. But they ought to get Troy Post and Stanley Marcus and any of the Hobbit Sale people he got, Irvin Goldberg down there with any of the lawyers he can get. Let me see who else. Jim Lang, Troy Post owns. Any of the Brannan people. But they ought to level every place they can with Tower. Tower said that why the reason, and it's pure anti-Semitism, but it's just anti-Semitism, 100%. He said that he did not know that he's going to be Fortas. The reason he did that, if he'd known Thornberry's coming up, and he's going to be Fortas, been different. But somebody came to him and tipped him off to make the first speech and urged he do it because that Goldberg was coming back on the court. And Goldberg had wrecked things when he's on the court before and he'd run off of it, and it's just a damn shame to traffic. So he got up and made the first speech against the president appointing. And now he's in a hell of a shape, so he wants to run out of it. And if we could get Post and get some of the Dallas papers there to get after him, if Post could do it, or if Stanley Marcus could do it, or if some of the people down there, Jim Lang's got a powerful organization that Post has sold, that he bought Post out of there. If we could just get them to get him on the phone and say, now listen, John, we got to have it. We got a Texas here justice, and you can't afford to be there. We're trying to do that same thing in Tennessee, because if they don't send back their blue cards, that gives them a chance to put it off another 2 or 3 weeks. The two senators from the state have got to send in their card that they favor. Now, Baker has already made a speech against us, so has Powers, so we've got to reverse it. If we can. Now, who is the most competent to undertake this for us in Texas? Does he have anybody that does? Well, I don't think he's got enough horsepower. I think he's got activity. But somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it kind of New York and Washington for us, public relations-wise. I don't know who, but we had somebody that could take and spend some time posting Times and Newsweek. See, I've got all these things. I sat last night trying to explain away to Time Magazine. Sure, I know you, and I guess that you had participated in a dozen meetings in the last several years, always critical meetings that involved the future of the country, that I'd called you in and asked you for a judgment, but that we weren't golfing friends together, and we didn't spend our time out highballing together, that I had known you and respected you when you were in the power division. I didn't know you secretary clerk. But I came to Congress, I knew you, but I really got to know you after you succeeded in the words in 42, 41, and that you had represented me, and I had great respect for the professional ability, and I looked and considered everybody, not only the best and justice department, everybody felt the